I've been asked to speak on something topical, so I've chosen the Zman which we're going through at present, Chodeshia, Sfira, Lag BaOmer, and some of the Machshavos I heard from Rav Moshe Shapira Shlita, but I've been mitzadit in such a way that I can't tell you exactly what he said and what I'm adding myself. Sidoa Beishmuel, that there's a machlokes how to write the word ia. Olaf Yud Reish or Olaf Yud Yud Reish. And in fact, this machlokes has a big napke min el halacha. There are both hedinim today who don't write gittin during the Chodeshia because of the Shaila, how to write the Mampia. The Beis Shmuel brings the Shaila, and the Beis Shmuel says you should write Olaf Yud Yud Reish. This is the correct way, Sukkot Avos, because Olaf Yud Yud Reish stands for Avram, Yitzchok, Yankov, and Rochel. I'd like to explain what is the Shaychas Chodeshia Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yankov, and Rochel. And yet, seems to be, Beis Shmuel seems to say, this is the essence of Chodeshia. There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara brings a machlokes in Rosh Hashanah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The machlokes is, when were the Ovos HaKadoshim born? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Minayin Shebetishri Noyuldu HaOvos. The Ovos were born in Chodesh Tishri. How do we know? Because it says in the Pasuk in Melachim, Vayikalu el HaMelech Shloimeh kol ish Yisrael b'yerach ho'esonim b'chag. Yerach ho'esonim, so the Gemara says, Yerach shenoil the boy esonei oilam. It's the month where in which was born the esonim. Esonim are the takifim, the strong ones, the Yisraelis of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, how do we know the high Eson Lishna the Takipa? How do you know that the word Eson means Takip, somebody who is strong? So the Gemara says, because it's written in the Pasuk, Eson Moshavecho. So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the Ovos were born in Chodesh Tishri. Rabbi Yeshua comes along, and Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Minayin Shebenisan, no, the Ovos. The Ovos weren't born in Tishri, they were born in Nisan. Shenema, because it says in Melachim, Vahi Bishmoinim Shono, Vahba Meir Shono, Letzeis Bnei Yisroi, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Vashono Ho Revis, Bechodesh Siv. So it says, Vashono Ho Revis, in the month of Siv, Beyerach, Shenoil Duboi, Zitone Oilam. Zid is brightness, is a ray of light, a luminary. The luminaries of the world were born in Chodesh Ziv. And that, so when is Chodesh Ziv? So Rashi says, Chodesh Ziv, Iyahu. This is the month of Iyah. So in the month of Iyah, the Ovos were born. Of the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua says, Minayin Shebenisan, oh, the Ovos didn't say, but Iyah. And yet Chodesh Ziv, B'yerach Shenil the boy Zivtone Eilam seems to imply that it's Ziv, Zot Rashi. So Rashi asks this question Roshon. Zot Rashi, Zivtone Eilam Keshenizchadish Ia Noildu Kva Benissen. So Rashi says when Ia came in, that means after the later of the others, Noildu the boy Kva Benissen. They were already born in Nissen. A difficult Rashi, because in actual fact, the Gemara says b'yerach shenoil the boy zivtonei oilam seems to be ia. That's one pshat. Inama, or Rashi gives a second pshat. Zimnin de nissen ditkufa nimshech besoich ia shelavona. There are two ways of keeping a cheshbon of the year: the solar or the lunar. The tkufa, this is toila on the shemesh. the Tkuf of Nisan sometimes goes into the month of Iyar. Hence, when the Gemara says the Nisan, no, the Ovis, it means in the Tkuf of Nisan, but it was in the month of Iyar. These are the two pshatim. But what's the first pshat of Rashi? The first pshat of Rashi is that they were born that when in Iyar they weren't really born, but when Iyar came, they were already born in Nisan. So they were born in Iyar. Oh, they were born in Nisan. Which one seems they were born in Nisan? Yet it says, I'd like to share with you a pshat here. What's pshat here in Rashi? The Maral. There's a Maral in the Tziba Torah where the Maral says that the word Iyar has the same gematria as the word Oirach, Olaf Reish Chof, 221, and that's the same as Iyar. So he says, why? So he gives two reasons. One reason he gives is because the word Oirach means refuah, Arucho Marpe, ki ele Arucho Loch umi makrisai cher poech. The Novi says, Arucho means a refuah. So the Maral says, Chodesh Iyar is mesugul the refuah. A school of Rapur. But then he says that the word Oirach means length. Kav Oirach, a line of length. So he says, what is a Kav Oirach? A Kav Oirach is the between the point where you start, this is called the Kav, this is Nekudas Moitzo, and it goes to a Nekudas Yad, to the point which you want to reach, the line between the two, this is called Oirach. This is a Kav Oirach. This talk about length, it's the line between one point and another point. So he says the following, Oirach, the Medad of Oirach, the measurement of Oirach, is only Shayach in certain places. The Pasuk says, Arucho me'eretz midor, Urechovo mini yom. So by yam, there the meimat, the measurement seems to be reicher, and by eretz, it seems to be the measurement seems to be oirach. So the Maral says the following: eretz is a place where the makomus shoinim. They're different places. You have horim, you have bokois, you have gavois, you have batim, you have ayoros, you have towns. So from one place to another place, so the meimad, that means that musuk of oirach is shaykh in eretz. Arucho me eretz mido. The line between one mokum and another, that's the oirach. Yam, if you take a yam, there are no mokumets in the yam. It's all one thing. It's all the same thing. So you can't use, he says, the measurement of oirach. But what can you use? Reichel. It can be mispashit. The yam can go further. There's a height, there's a coast, and it can go, it can stretch itself, become wider. That's why it says, Arucho me'eretz mido, urechovo mini yom. In fact, there's a pasuk where the pasuk says, Hayom godoil urechav yodayim. Don't say, oirech yodayim. Or it says, Hachivi mekoim oleich, in oil there are no two mekoimos. Oil is the oil, there's one place. You can only, it can go wider, the oil can become wider, but you can't have meimad in, you can't have meimad in an oil. That's called the chobo. So the Maral says that the essence of Chodesh Iyar is oil. What does it mean it's oil? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world a possibility of using oirach from a mokum, from one mokum to another mokum. That means the tachlis of Chodesh Iyar, which is the Yemei Sefira, is lahavir, to transfer those giluyim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us in Chodesh Nisan, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and to be ma'avir those to Chodesh Sivan, which is Kabbalah Satira, and the month of Iyar is the month where these Giluim, which only happened at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, and then they were withdrawn, but to be able to renew these Giluim, we have a Chodesh Iyar, which gives us that of Shezus. That means there's an Akudas Moitzer. You start from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you stretch to Kabbalah HaTorah to be able to relive through those Giluim, but not through Nisim, but through another way. This is the Teichen of Chodesh Iyar, and that's why Chodesh Iyar is called Iyar Oichach. Now let me elaborate on this a little bit. Zip Toner Olam, that means Chodesh Iyar is called Zip. Beyerach beChodesh Zip. What is Zip? Zip is a ray of light, a ray of brightness. You know, if you have a very strong light and there's something, a veil, which sort of conceals this light, if you have a crack or if you have a break in the middle, through that break goes a zip, a ray of light. Likewise, we say it in davening, in the word of Tzioi, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos, Meloi Chol Ha'oretz Kavoidoi. State, Malyo Kol Aro Ziv Yekohe. Nobody noticed it. Malyo Kol Aro, the whole world is full of Ziv Yekohe. That ray of the Kor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Moshe, you find also, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Koran Oyer Ponov, so the Targum says, Zid Yekore de Moshe. There was a certain Zid which Moshe Rabbeinu had. Or the Moshe Rashi quotes him by Yetze Yankov Beshova, when a tzaddik leaves a place, Pono Hoido, Pono Zivo, Pono Adoro. So tzaddikim have, there's a ray. In fact, I'll quote to you another Gemara, very interesting Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the end of Zeboira, but the Gemara says the following: Ma'ukva, there was a certain gentleman called Ma'ukva. Rashi says Ma'ukva ab Bezdin Hoyer. Sholchalele Ma'ukva. They sent a letter to Ma'ukva. Ma'ukya had that brightness, that shine, that ray of ruchnius, like Bar Batya, like the son of Bisya Baspalli, who was that Moshe Rabbeinu. And they sent him a letter and they said, Shalom Ukvan Abadli, and they asked him some question. Zokrashi. Ledezivle Kabar Batya, Kamoshe, Shehu Ben Batya, because lemi shemakrin oyeponot kaboisha rabbeinu shegid losoy bisya bas pare. Wapsha. Then Rashi says, where's this ray or this brightness? Because it says the cholbeisi, it says in the pasuk chochmas adam toyeponot, and egven agoisa chochm. So he had this zivle kavabatia. Then Rashi quotes from Medrash Agoda. The Rashi Medrash Agoda. What happened? Motzotzi b'sefer Agoda. Shoye ma'ukva bal tshuva. Ma'ukva gvena bal tshuva. Gvena abezim, but it was about tshuva. Shenosn einov be'isho achas. At one time, as a chtalit in a isho achas, v'helo liboy tino v'nofo b'cheli. And his cheshek for that woman who was an eshzish, He couldn't marry the Seishadish, but therefore he became a Gvon Krank, the Nofu Gacholi, the Eishadish Hoysa. Le Yomim, it happened after some time, Nitzrecha Lilbois Mimeno. She fell into financial straits, in difficulties, and she had to borrow money, and the only person she could go to was Ma'ukva. So she came to Ma'ukva. Umitoich Dachka Nitzratisloi. and because of the she was vulnerable, and because of her situation, she agreed to have a relationship with Ma'ukwa, Bekovash Yitzchak. At that moment, Ma'ukwa was Bekovash Yitzchak. Upotcha l'sholayim, and he sent her away, but it's Rapha, and a Gvon, Rashi. So Rashi, and when he used to go out to the Shuk, Hoyenea Dolut Bekovashay, Zib, Zib Yikorei, that the Zib Lake of Abatya, he got also, that was the Zib. So you see, Zib is, and perhaps I'll try and explain it. Zib is the world, in Emerson, the world we're living in, is the world, the word Oilam, which means the world we're living in, really means concealment. Because, Ochein Ato Keil Misata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the concealed God. That means that we can't physically see anything divine in the physical creation. You can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. Im Halim Yalimu, which means something is hidden, is the same word as Olam. Olam, in this world, you don't see any Giluyim, you don't see any Giluyim of Ziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't see the Yad Hashem in the Bria. But there is Hasocha. That means there is a veil hiding that. But there are Mekoymos where you can see Ziv Yekorei. There are opportunities where even in the Olam HaHester you can find the Ziv Yekorei, you can find those cracks, those Mekoyim, which that ray of Ruchnias, of Gilui, will come out. And this is what Chazal say. Maloi kol ha'oretz kevoidoi. Maloi kol ha'oretz kevoidoi. Malyo kol aro. Aro means this oil of my Hester. Zib yekorei. You can see there are opportunities in this world to be megala kevoidi yizborach b'toich ha'Hester. That's the challenge which we have. Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nisan. Nisan is the Zman of Nisim. Nisim Geluim, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly b'chush. Zekeli v'amveyu, v'amveyu, rotsa shifcha layom ma'ashloiro yecheskut b'embuzi. There were no Hester. There was no Hester. You could see b'chush the Yad Hashem. But then stopped. After Yetzias Mitzrayim came a new period. A period where they went through the routine of daily life. Aderech HaTeva, Oretz Olam, then you have to find that Gilul Kavod Yizborach B'Toich HaHester and be mave those Giluyim to a Tkufa where it's not clear, but you've got to find it. Now, who gives us that opportunity of being able to find Giluyim? Those same Geluyim which they had at Chodesh Nisan, to be able to find them in a Tkufa of Malyo Kol Aretz Ziv Yekorei, you know who gave us that Koyach? The Avos HaKadosh. The Gaon says, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzvois, Meloich La'oretz Kvoidoi, Malyo Kol Aretz Ziv Yekorei, to be the three Kodeshes connected to the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Avos HaKadosh gave us that opportunity, that even in a world where you don't see the Giluyim B'chush, but it's possible that in a Olam HaHester you can also find Ziv Yekorei, and that was the Koyach of the Ovos, and therefore the Ovos gave us that Efsherut, that possibility of being able to find that Kodesh Baruch Hu in an Olam HaHester. And that is Ziv Yekorei. Shenoil Devoi Ziv Tonei Olam means that in this month was born those luminaries of the world, those koiches which gave us the possibility of being Megala Kvodi Yizborach B'Toich HaHester. And that's why Iya, Chodesh Iya, which is the Tkufa between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satira, is called Chodesh. You know that in Iyar we have also Yom Tov Pesach Sheni, And Pesach Sheni is really a repetition of Pesach. It's Pesach. The Giluim of Pesach can be seen in the earth. Why? And that's why you have a Pesach Sheni. Because it merely indicates to us that those same Giluim which they saw B'chush, which now we don't see it B'chush anymore, but those same Giluim we can also transfer to a Tkufa where it's Hester, and yet you can see Zibi Kohe. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Koran Ponov the Targum Zibi Kohe, because Moshe Rabbeinu also had that koyach of being able to break through the Teva and to be able to see behind that Metzach HaMavdil, to be able to see. Now Alei Tzadikim, they had that koyach. And when we say Pono Hodo, Pono Zivo, Pono Adoro, Kesher Tzadik Yotzim in a year, when he goes Pono Zivo, that koyach which a tzadik has to be able to show people how you pierce that Metzach, that veil which hides the Gilu Kvodi Yisborach, that is the koyach from Tzadikim. Ma'ukvot Gat HaYetzahor. The Yitzhar Hara is that which is Mavdil, the person from the Ribon Yisrael. It's a Metzach HaMavdil. It conceals the Yad Hashem. And if you break through it, you've been Zeichet to Ziv Yikohe. That's why the Gemara says, Ma'ukva le'deziv leka babatya. He had that same koyach. Over this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that the others were called Sibtone Oilam. They were called the Sibtone Oilam because they had that koyach. And they gave that koyach to us, that hefsherus, to be able to find the Ribono Shel Oilam in an Oilam HaHester. This is the koyach of the others. And this is the essence of Kodeshia. The essence of Kodeshia, which is the Sfira. Please, till Lag BaOmer, certainly till Lag BaOmer. We'll come to that in a minute. But the essence of the month of Iyar was Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yankov to be able to pierce that Hastoga and to be able to find Gilu Kvodi Yisborach. I just want to add something here. There is Rabbeinu Yonah, a famous Rabbeinu Yonah, where Rabbeinu Yonah says that Kol HaMavorech Es HaChudish Bizmanoi Kilu Mekabu Pnei HaShchino. Chazal say, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kol HaMavorech, whoever makes the Birchus HaLevona, when you see the Levona, it's Kilu Mekabu Pnei HaShchino. It's as if you see the Shchino. Shenema HaChudish HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. And by Kriyas Yamsub is written Zeh Keli Bambeu. The same as there means they saw the Shechina, Rosh Shit Chalayom, Rosh Shit, Gilu Kvodi Yisborach, Hashgacha Pratis, is when you go out and you make a brach on the new Levona, is HaChidish HaZeh is Kilo Makabu Pnei Shechina. So Rabbeinu Yonah asks the obvious question. Kiddush HaChidish, the brach we say on the new Levona, does the Nishkin from the Tayag Mitzvah? Hamitzvah Rabbana. Amitzvah Rabbanan. So what's that point? Amitzvah Rabbanan is kill makabu b'nei shchina and what's it with tefillin and with tzitzis and with lulav and with shofar and with matzah? That doesn't say kill only by kol ha'avavorech et ha'chidish b'zmane. So Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus. So Rabbeinu Yonah zogt the emes narein ochein ato Keum Mistata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a concealed, you conceal yourself. Keum Mistata. Elekei Yisrael Moshiach. That's the end of the pasuk. Elekei Zot Rabbeinu Yonah. I say, when do we see you as Elekei Yisrael? When do we see Gilu Kvodi Yisborach Bechush Moshiach? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Yeshua's when it flows for Kali Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chesh Yamsub, Nisim, Niploim, then we see Elokei Yisrael. aber in the tag täglich our normal lives yom yom we don't see. Och in ato keil mistata. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the following: when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us nisim gluyim, the purpose of it is that we should take those gluyim and realize that everything in life is really nisim gluyim as well. There's nothing which is pepper. Everything, only secho v'tovoy, secho shepchol eis, erev v'oike v'tzohoyim. Even in a tkufa of hastora, where you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no nisim gluyim. Over the limud from the nisim gluyim should be that even things which are tibistikadik, that's also the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there, Rabbeinu Yonah, Ayid get Arois, he goes outside and he looks at the Levona. The new Moedah, the Levona, yeah? This is something which happens every month, and you can work out to the second, even more than a second. Achelik is less than a second. You can work out exactly to the split second when the Moedah will be. Hillel HaZaken worked it out for years ahead. He goes out and he looks at the Levona. So this is a natural phenomenon. It happens every month. And this Yid goes out to Zmanoi when it happens, Kolam HaBorach, and he stands in a Machta Brocha. You know what he makes a Brocha? Baruch Ato Hashem Mechadish Chodoshim. This is not something natural. This is you, Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Brocha. The Brocha is Baruch Ato Hashem Mechadish Chodoshim. That means he sees in at Kupa of Astora, he sees Zib Yekore, he sees the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchinah is not something mystical. Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchinah is a Hagoshan experience where you feel you've seen Hashkocha Potis. So he says, Kol HaMavorech Sachodesh Bizmanoi Kilo Makabal Pnei Hashchinah, because he sees in a Tkupa of Hastora, he sees and he takes that limud from Elokei Yisroel Moshiach, from Zmanim of Nisim, he transfers it into a tkufa of Hastora where he can see Ziv Yikore. Those kilo makabu pnei shchina. I once heard from Rabbi Eliyahu Lapkin, say chatzadik lebrochet, the gezot ha-moyer dike medrash. In medrash state, hine ze oimeid acha kotzleinu. So Chazal say, what's this kotzleinu? Which is kotzleinu? Ribbono Shel Olam standing behind the wall. Eitzel Koisel, say Koisel Ma'arovi. This is the Koisel Ma'arovi from the Beis Hamikdash. So Chazal say, Lo'olam lo'izozo shchino mi Koisel Ma'arovi. It says, Ze keli v'ampehu, gilu shchino. And it says here, Hine ze oimed achel kosleinu, Lo'olam lo'izozo shchino mi Koisel Ma'arovi. So go pray. You go to the Koisel, you see the shchino. Yeah, maybe emotional, you feel, when I'm near this, I'm all convinced, I'm English, over where you see the Gilu Shechina, where's the Gilu Shechina? And then he quoted a Yalkut. In Yalkut is written that Chazalom gezogt, Nishba Kudosh Baruch Hu, Shein Koisul Ze Chorob La'olam. Chazal came along and they made a statement which could be after Tkufa, maybe that we found it's a wrong statement. What was the statement? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the shvuah this Kaisel will never be destroyed. How did they know? Hine ze oimedach kotzleinu. Chazalom Peshana dos state in Pasuk. Hine ze. So where's the Shechina? So he quoted a Gaon. I'm going to quote it to you. The Gaon, look, the Gaon. It's a Gaon in Emunah v'Hashgacha. So the Gaon, I say, if a person thinks a little bit, and he goes back retrospectively to the history of Klal Yisrael from Yemois Chuv Mabais, how many nations, how many sonim, how many umas came through Eretz Yisrael and wanted to destroy us? Whether it was the Babylonim or whether it was the Persians or the Yevonim or the Romans. Alas and Gekumen, and they destroyed Beit Hamikdash, Ori Yehuda, Yerushalayim, out. There's one place which they didn't destroy, and they'll never destroy it. the Kais from Hakofi. So the Gaon, why? So the Gaon gesagt hat, say, Mikol Mokam Nishru Mimenu Sheiris, Shu Kais from Hakofi. Va'av Kishu Shotu Kama Yodayim, although many Umas came, Va'otsu La'akhoi La'ol Tzubiyodim, Va'zeh Et Simon Mubak. So that is the Simon Mubak, Shloi Zotam Mimenu Shechina. Why? Ki tzorech lo seis mokum ligdusha ho asida lo chaloleo. In order the kedusha asida should be come back to us, you need that some mokum in this world where asheris from where it can stem from. Vehu kumo, then he brings vehu remes leklal yisoil shlo yichle mimenu sheiris hapleto. Why? Because you need the mokum where the Kedusha HaSidah will be chal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to convey to us, you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is going to return, and it will start from this place. And therefore something had to remain. And if a person looks at the Kaisel with this Hashkofer, he sees Hashkofer HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael through the Kaisel. He sees it. And this is the Zib Yikoche. And therefore, La'olam la'izot z'shchina mikos hum ha'ovi. All I want to say to you is that when we are standing at Lag Boimer, and Lag Boimer, last night I heard the Shia from Kamboisha Shapiro in our Beis HaMedrash, to the Zot HaTai Rabot, he said that Kovot, and that may be the reason which Shloinov will Kovot Zeneze. The word covered, the gematria of covered, is 32. Malyo kal'aro ziv yekore, that's maloy chalopor et kveda. The zman of Ia, or the zman till Lag Ba'omer, this is a zman where there's hastora. There is hastora. And you've got to pierce that hastora by being able to find the ziv yekore. And if you can do that, then comes the third part of the Sfira. You know, the night is divided into three Mishmoras. And the third part of the night is already associated with the Boker, with the dawn. As it is at the Gemara in Brochus Tavkimu. That then one already sees Ha'ora, the Ha'ora Agil. The second part of the Sfira is Toiv. Toiv Yotza. Toiv, the last part, this is Toiv, this is Torah. Agdoma to Torah, for Kabbalah's HaTorah, you must have that Hashkofa to be able to see in a Olam HaHester, to be able to see Gilu Kvod Yisbach. And if you can see Ziv Yikore in the days till Lag Ba'omer, then from Lag Ba'omer onwards, this is already Achonah HaTorah. We should be zeicher with Chodeshia, we should be zeicher to be able to see the Oya Teure, we should be able to see Zib Yikore, or Bishuze, Yama Zeicher Zayn, Emir Shem Bekorov, to see the real Gula, when there will be the Gilu Kvodi Yisborach B'chol Oilech.